Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy.
I hear these stories. This came up yesterday, and you said, yeah, it happens. It has to. And yeah. I don't think it does. I never heard of anybody having a kid from a one-night stand.
Really?
Maybe you hear, like, urban myths from it, but I don't actually know anybody. I don't think it happens. 424-1234, if it's happened to you.
All right. Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, this is Shane.
Hey, Shane. Do you have a kid from a one-night stand?
Do I have a kid from a one-night stand?
Yes.
No, I do not, but I think one-night stands are okay as long as it's on a Tuesday night.
Why on a Tuesday night?
I don't know. It just feels right.
It feels right on a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with you right now, Shane. Where are you from?
I'm the same Shane that called last week. With the can of beans, remember?
Okay, that's making a lot more sense. Thanks for checking in this morning, man.
All right, guys.
All right, bye.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
This is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on, man?
I'm calling about the one-night stand kid.
Do you have kids from a one-night stand?
I got one.
You do?
Joe!
Yep.
Joe, how did that happen? Did you believe when the woman first told you, did you believe her?
No, not at first, no.
Did you make her get a paternity test?
Yep.
And are you involved? Do you guys have a good relationship now? Are you together?
No.
I think it would be very hard. My first instinct would be that somebody's lying to me.
I'm not lying. She lives in Florida.
Not that you're lying, but no. if I was in that situation and I was on the guy side of things, I would think that the girl's immediately lying. She's trying to find a dad for her.
I thought she was lying at first, and then she had a paternity test. I got the paperwork and everything at home.
Wow.
So do you have a pretty good relationship with your, do you have a boy or girl?
It's a girl.
Okay. You have a good relationship with your daughter? Do you talk to her?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
Her mother kind of brainwashed her when she was younger because they moved to Florida right before she was born and made it out to where I never wanted to come see her.
Oh,
that's a
shame. That's tough. Well, thanks for calling in this morning.
No problem.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Joe. That's kind of sad.
424-1234. I want to know if somebody who has ever worked out in the way where you have a one-night stand.
And then you're still together.
You have a kid and then you're like, hey, listen, we're just going to raise them together. I imagine that is just a constant reminder. I cannot imagine that.
Because the thing is as well, and I'm not saying all, but I would say there's a very high percentage of one-night stands that are...
with people that you don't want to have a second night with.
Well, yeah, and they're alcohol-induced. A lot of them as well, like, you know, beer goggles and all that kind of business. Hi, Eagle 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lauren. I'm calling out the one-night stand thing.
Laurie, do you have a kid? You sound so sweet. Do you have a kid from a one-night stand?
No, but I have a friend that does, and it's actually a really funny story.
Okay.
He's Air Force, and he was getting deployed. He actually scheduled a vasectomy. He never wanted to have kids.
Oh.
2 weeks before his vasectomy, a one-night stand got messed up.
Oh no!
Was he? Are they together now?
No. She is like not the person that he ever would want for his child.
Oh.
And
see, that's what happened. Because now, right, Laura, you're blending families together. That you from some person that you didn't even know.
Yeah. It was. They had his paternity test and everything because he was not believing up until like the baby came out, and then it was like, yeah, you cannot deny that boy.
Do you know the girl? Did you know the woman before they hooked up?
No, I did not. And I was kind of mad because her name's Lauren too, and she does not do my name justice.
Lauren, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm calling from Dover.
Well, thank you for checking in. Hey, are you single or is this your boyfriend that you're talking about?
No, I'm single. This was a guy that I've met a couple of years ago. He's actually in Germany for Air Force now. But he still has contact with his kid and has not custody because he's in Germany, but whenever he's here, he takes custody. So
that's good.
Lauren, listen, we're doing a single mingle February 20th at McGlynn's in Dover, starting at 7 o'clock. We're going to have the dating game, speed dating. It's free appetizers, drink specials. So get your girls and come on out. We'll see if we can find your love. And not a one-night stand. We're not going to get you knocked up.
All right, sounds good. I love McGlynn's. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye. Thanks. I just talked to her. I figured what we have to hand out at the door. Yikes. 424-1234. If you want to be part of the show this morning, we'd love to hear from you.